Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The lead attorney for James Whitey Bulger says everything you think you know about the alleged killer and reputed mobster who spent 16 years on the lam is wrong. The lawyer has turned the Bulger story upside down by now insisting that Bulger was never an FBI informant. WBUR's David Boeri, who's followed the Bulger story for years, reports on this new claim, which followed a court hearing yesterday.
The most entertaining part of the day came after the hearing and outside the courthouse.
James Bulger has never said he was an informant. Attorney Hank Brennan and I have never once said that James Bulger was an informant.
Ramrod straight and owlish, J. period W. period Carney was leading reporters down a new path. Inside the courthouse, the hearing had been dry. Carney had argued that Bulger should be able to tell jurors at his trial that he had been granted immunity for all his crimes. That's right, all of them.
Mr. Bulger is resting on our United States Constitution when he says he will tell the jurors the entire scope of the immunity that he received.
Okay, now stay with me on this because the best part is coming up. The government contends the defense argument that Bulger had immunity, that someone had the actual authority to authorize Bulger to murder people, is ludicrous. So far, Bulger and his attorney have offered no evidence whatsoever. Here's federal prosecutor Jeremiah T. O'Sullivan, the man Bulger says granted him immunity, and the year is 2002.
I state categorically and unequivocally that although I was made aware of the status of Bulger and Fleming as FBI informants in the late 1970s, I never authorized them to commit any crimes and have no knowledge of any such authorization.
That's Jeremiah O'Sullivan speaking before Congress. By the way, O'Sullivan has been dead for 4 years. And here's John Connolly, the FBI handler for the top echelon secret informants James Bulger and Stephen Fleming, speaking before he was indicted and then convicted in 2002 on corruption charges.
They were long-term sources of the FBI, and they were that.
And the deal that Bulger got in return, Connolly told WGBH-TV in 1998, was limited immunity, only limited immunity.
They had the right to conduct a gambling and a loan-sharking business and collect rent from bookmakers with no violence. And that decision was made by Jeremiah T. O'Sullivan, the head of the strike force,
who is, as previously explained, no longer present. Okay, now the fun. Let's go back to J.W. Carney outside the courthouse.
James Bulger was never an informant to the FBI or anybody else at any time.
Reporters could swear they just heard Carney say that Bulger was never an informant.
What would the basis be for an immunity agreement that exists if he was not an informant?
We're going to present that answer when the trial starts on June 10. If you want to know what the answer is, be there.
Cue the elephants, cue the acrobats. The circus is coming to town.
Oh, it's going to get better. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for them to take the stand.
Over in South Boston, Bulger's former mob lieutenant, Kevin Weeks, who will be testifying against Bulger, laughed at the news.
He was never an informant, and the government gave him carte blanche. In return, they got nothing. It doesn't work like that.
Reputation was everything to Bulger, Weeks says. And now he figures Bulger is trying to rehabilitate the old reputation. As Bulger told his brother Jackie in a recorded conversation in jail last year, I never gave them effing information. Nothing. Nothing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.